Blog Talk Radio.
What it looks like, it doesn't matter what it is, it doesn't matter what
time of day that it is, what time of morning, what hour, how I feel, my God, what month, what day, what holiday, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, I'm going to keep pressing. I have a press in my spirit. So I thank God for each and every one of you that those that is listening in right now and just coming to the table in intercession, because at the end of the day, you're making a statement, saying, God, for I live, for I die. This is not something that I'm just practicing or just saying because we're in a church service. I'm just saying because I'm around a group of people. I'm just saying because of the preacher or somebody tell me to repeat it. But this is something that I am living, God. For God, for I live, and God, for I die. It's not too many, my God. We have many individuals that is round the fire with the Lord, but it's not that many individuals that God could trust with his anointing. God could trust with his blessing. God could trust with his favor. God could trust with his stamp of approval. And I'm telling you right now, it's take a sacrifice to prove yourself to God. And once you don't prove yourself to God, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you're on your way to heaven, a life that is going to blow your mind in the walk of the Lord. And I just bless his name this, my God, full day this morning, the second day of our 12 a.m. prayer. And I give glory unto the Most High God. And I thank God for our family that is tuning in all over the world, up there in India, Germany, United Kingdom, Australia, Norway, my God, Europe. We bless God for you, friends. We bless God for you. And our family here, right here in the United States of America, I thank God for you because you are not allowing the holidays. You are not allowing even the mingling with this time to get you to relax. And I know that it's going to be a test for a lot of you. But one thing I do know, my God, walking with the Spirit of the living God, when you don't prove yourself to God, my God, no matter what, God, for I live and for I die, I'm going to stand within you. And I'm telling you right now, saints of God, that you are on your way. I just want to pray with those that is in a press. That no matter what, you ain't going to get out of that press. And I just thank you, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to give us the strength so we can keep pressing. You continue to give us the strength so we can keep pushing. You continue to give us the strength so we can stay steadfast in your word. God, I thank you, God, that through the heartaches and through the pain, God, it doesn't matter what, God, that we still going to see your victory in 2018, that we're going to have a spirit that we're going to keep pressing no matter what. Something going to rise up inside of us that we're going to keep pushing and pressing no matter what. We thank you, God, that you're impregnating in us, God, the will to be successful, the will to keep succeeding. God, we thank you, God, that we shall not and we will not see another lack day in our life, another financial lack, another mental lack, another spiritual lack, another, my God, a mighty happiness and peace and joy lack. We will not see it in another day in our life, God. Father, I thank you, God, that we shall walk confidence and we shall walk only in the Holy Ghost, God. That we shall not have, my God Almighty, the fire that is stirred inside our belly. It will not be dim or it will not go down. I thank you, God, that you poured out on us on this midnight here in Eastern Standard Time, God, that you are the God in the head of our life. God, I thank you, God, as we come around in prayer, as we come around in seeking you, most of all, as we're coming around in obedience. previous, God. I thank you, God, that different issues and different weaknesses, God, that we have in within our spirits, that we have in within our minds, God, shortcomings that we are having. I thank you, God, that they are being defeated. It shall not and will not be a stronghold over our life anymore. We shall walk faithful and we shall walk upright before you, God. I thank you, God, that you chose us to be the head of the table. You chose us to sit with the kings and queens. You chose us to walk with the king and the queen anointings, that it caused things to draw unto us. We thank you, God, that we will not see another day of lack in our life. Every day shall be a prosperity day. Every day shall be a peace day. Every day shall be a joy day. Every day shall be a victory day. I thank you, God, that victory, God, in the name of Jesus, victory is won, God, in our life, in our home, in our family, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that you've given us anointing and a mindset so we can stand boldly, God, before our adversary. And the adversary will understand and respect who we are within you, because we understand who we are within you. We thank you, God, that you've given us a new song. You've given us a new word. You poured down in us a fresh manna. You keeping the fire in our bellies, God. Stir it up, God. We thank you, God, that you're going to pour out upon us. You're going to pour your spirit out, God, in the name of Jesus. Our soul say it. Our soul say yes. And we commend the adversary. We speak to the heavens and we commend the adversaries to lose our happiness, to lose our joy, to lose our prosperities. Everything that he tied up in our life, it is broken. It's broken of our generations. It's broken of our seed. In the name of Jesus, pour out upon us, God, in the name of Jesus. We surrender unto you, God. We surrender unto the heavens. We surrender, God, in the name of Jesus. Our spirit shall flow within the heavens without resistance of our human nature, without resistance of our human mindset, without resistance of our flesh, for our spirit shall flow freedom within you, God, as we ascend into the spirit realm, God, and flow into your presence. We humbly bow ourselves down to you, God. Pour out, Holy Ghost. Chetorisi kanadorosi. Erosi karanderesi andadorosi. Erosi kanadorosi ande. So we say yes, Lord. We say yes unto you this morning. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you're teaching us now how to command our time. You're teaching us now how to command our days. You can teach us now how to command our nights. You teach us now how to command our mornings. We thank you, God, that this season in 2018, we're going to be positioned to understand that we are the one that is commanded because of the power in our authority of God that is within inside of us. We thank you, God, that you are going to be revealing unto us the power that you placed inside of us. We shall walk in discovery, God. We shall not walk into individuals that have have a mindset, God, that of trickery that didn't trick, God. Have a mindset, God, of vain imagination. Have a mindset, God, that operated into the things that is not that you. Father, we declare on this morning that you begin to shift it in our life. We don't want to take nothing with us in this new season, in this new place. Shift us, our God. Shift us of every religious God. Everything that we studied that is wasn't of you. Everything we heard and we took in that it wasn't of you, God. Shift us, God, in the name of Jesus. Shift us by your spirit, God. And everything that is not like you, God, pull it away. We give you access to it right now in the name of Jesus. Everything, every word, God, that we've been operating, every spoken thing that is spoken into our life, shift us, Holy Ghost. Shift our minds. Shift our spirits. In the name of Jesus, we give you complete access to our spirits and to our minds. We give you complete access in our inner gates, God. In the name of Jesus, unplug and clean out the wax in our spiritual ears that calls in us to not to hear you, but to hear the money things of the enemies, to hear the money counsels, to hear, my God Almighty, mental and mind battles of the enemy, God, to hear lies and deception and manipulations of the adversary, God. And we thank you for the cleansing in the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the cleanliness in the spirit of you, God. Wash us again, God. Wash us again, God. For everything that we picked up in the spirit realm, everything that we picked up in the natural, that it wasn't of you, God, that is caused by man and it's caused by issues of life, God. We thank you that you're going to begin to wash us. Wash us whole. Dip us into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Over and over again, many times that it takes, God, so you can burn the things that is in us out of us. In the name of Jesus, we all walk upright within you, God. God, our steps, Holy Ghost, so we can walk upright before the Spirit of the Living God. Our soul says yes, Lord, and we thank you, God, that everything around us is going to be coming alive. Our spirits coming alive. Our minds coming alive. Everything that is connected to us is coming to life. Our homes coming alive. Our finances coming alive. Our health is coming alive. We thank you, God, for the word of you is coming alive in our belly. We shake us, Holy Ghost, shake us by your power. Shake us by your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, sharpen our discernment so we can discern and see in this season who is for us and who is not for us. Holy Ghost, help us, for we won't waste our time with agents that is assigned to us to distract us and hinder us from us, for we will get to our proper destination at the set appointed time with God. We shall not miss any other set appointed time in the Holy Ghost. We shall not miss any moments, any blessings, any goals, any favors, any outpourings of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we shall be right on time for everything that the Holy Ghost is pouring out in the name of Jesus. Pouring out blessings, pouring out health, pouring out prosperity in the name of Jesus. We say yes, Lord. Are you ready? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. I dare you tonight, my God of might. You declare your decree over your home. I speak it over your home. I speak it over your life. I speak it over you in the name of Jesus. Tonight we make a sound in heaven. I make a sound in heaven over your behalf. I make a sound in heaven over your family. I make a sound in heaven over you in the name of Jesus. Tonight we shake the spirit realm. Tonight we shake heavens in the name of Jesus to make a sound of declaration. My God Almighty, and declaring it in the name of Jesus over your family and over your life. Tonight you shall enter into the threshold that 2018 shall not be a year of sorrows, but a year of blessings, a year of increase, a year of storm, a year of seeing the manifestation of what God has for you. Tonight I release a prophetic blessing over your homes, a prophetic blessing over your minds, a prophetic blessing over your spirits. Tonight I prophesy that the Holy Ghost will dig in a deeper way to shake your spirit in the name of Jesus. Tonight you shall see the unctions of the Holy Ghost, a deeper worship. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost, a deeper intercession in the name of Jesus. Tonight the Holy Ghost gonna rock your spirit like never before. I cause you all over the world to arise in the name of Jesus. I release the priesthood, kingship, anointed upon your life. You shall walk into the favor of God in the name of Jesus. Shake us. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Father, we prophesy and we prophetically speak a release in our lives, a release of exaltation, a release of the winds, a release of your breath in the name of Jesus. Shake us, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We shall arise. Our light shall arise. We make a trumpet sound in the heavens. We make a trumpet sound in the spirit. We say, So we say yes, God. We say yes. And we bless your holy name. I dare you that those that is listening by way of phone call and way of internet, I beg you just to take a few minutes. I know your body might be tired. I know it might be a sacrifice. Some of you probably be barely holding your eyelids up. But baby, I'm telling you right now, if you could just give a hallelujah in your spirit, if you could give a thank you, Jesus, in your spirit, I'm telling you right now, it's time for a turnaround. And if you want something different in your life, it's time to do something different. I feel a radical move of the Holy Ghost is ready to pour out upon you in the name of Jesus. You need to receive it. I dare you. You give God a thank you. You give God a thank you. Call out in the name of Jesus. Let him shake you. Let him rock you. Let him elevate you. In the name of Jesus, rock us, Holy Ghost. Shake us, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. For our soul says, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We totally sell our God before you in the name of Jesus. We sell our God in the name of Jesus. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Breathe on us, Holy Ghost, as we sleep. Breathe on the Spirit of the Lord as we rest. Breathe on us, God. I bless God for each and every one of you, and I pray that the Holy Ghost continue to stay and hover upon you. I pray that the Holy Ghost could continue to rest upon you for these next few days. I pray in the name of Jesus that it's a burning and it's a stirring starting in your belly, that you shall arise and you understand that I'm sitting at the King's table now, and I will not settle lack. I will not settle shortcoming. I will not settle for defeat in the name of Jesus, because I am, my God, speaking in the atmosphere that a paradigm shift going to take place in your life. In the name of Jesus, I give God glory. First thing this morning, we thank you, Holy Ghost, and I thank God for each and every one of you tuning in to the obedience of the Holy Ghost. We'll see you this morning at 7 a.m. God bless each and every one of you.